Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Hello, folks, and welcome to a Monday edition of Weekly Conversation. Folks, I want to thank you so much for tuning in. You know, there's things that go on in your life. There's things that, you know, just because I'm on the air doesn't mean everyone knows everything about my life. You know, people, you know, I've had death threats. I've had people try to contact somebody, and, well, they think they're contacting me, but they're not. Yeah, it's amazing when you... I've always wanted to run for mayor, because, like, see, where I live, we have a weird thing happened. All the Democrat mayor in the one city, all they had to do is get one vote, because no one ran against them. Same thing in my city. We had a Democrat run, he's been mayor, and no one ran against him, no Republican did. And I'm like, I just want to run to see what they can dig up on me. And I was like, you want to get into politics? And I'm not really. I just want to see what they can find out about me, piece together my 20s, you know. I used to do some wild stuff. I used to party hardy, you know, but when you find out that it's not really good for you. But Klaus Schwab and the World Health Organization, you know, they're trying to control every aspect of your life, and that's plainly obvious when you see what's going on around the world and everything, and people don't get it. And it's like, and I've been saying that for years. Okay, well, you know, the Third Reich's coming, but it's not going to be like you think. There ain't going to be no Hitler, no World War. Hey, don't worry, folks. This is what's happening, okay? Let me tell you something. This is what's happening. This is what's happening. Yeah. It's all in the vibes of safety and security. Don't worry, folks. We want to save the kids. Take away your guns so the kids don't get hurt with them. Don't worry, folks. We're going to have vaccine mandates. Breitbart News has traveled to the red zone, to the Israeli-Lebanon border, where the war with Hezbollah is just one shot away. We're at World War III, dang there. Oh, don't worry, folks. Went to the grocery store last night. So many things missing. It's going to be not if you can afford it. Well, even if you have money, you won't be able to afford anything if you can even find it. We were not under war with Trump. The world was a safer place. Joe Biden appeared to be confused at a wreath-laying ceremony for like the Veterans Day, Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Yeah, he appeared to be, he's not there. But then there's like the people in Maryland, like, oh yeah, he's gonna get a second term. These polls that have him way down, that's not nothing. You know, Gen Z is massively part of this indoctrinational TikTok. I'm going to get into that. So much I want to get into. Don't forget this, folks.
Hey, I'm Greg Rochelle, the pastor of Life Church, and I wonder if there's some area of your life where you feel like you're trapped, you're stuck, you're in bondage to something. It might be a wrong thought pattern, or maybe you find yourself always worried or in fear, or maybe there's a sinful habit you just can't seem to overcome. Well, I pray that today's verse of the day speaks to you. It's from the words of Paul, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17, where Paul says, "For the Lord is the Spirit, and wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom." In other words, our God is not just some far away, distant, and uninvolved God, but he's actually spirit. And whenever Jesus ascended to heaven, God sent the Holy Spirit to dwell within those of you who believe. So if you're a follower of Christ, you have the very same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwelling within you. Who is the Holy Spirit? He is your comforter, your guide. He is the one who convicts you of any kind of sin and wrongdoing. He is your strength whenever you feel weak. If you find yourself in bondage, you feel trapped, there's some area you just can't seem to quite get out of it, you're searching for freedom, remember, wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Call on him today. Whenever you're weak, the Holy Spirit in you will be strong.
Think about that as you're going through your day today, and thank you so much for tuning in, you know. When you have Megan Rapoport, who after an injury in the final game that she played, if there is a God, this is proof there isn't one. And it's like, she needs to watch A Case for Christ with Lee Stovall, who is a devout atheist that went on like a 6-month journey to disprove God. I'm going to Purdue University, and I'm going to talk to this sociology professor. I'm going to this doctor and all this stuff, and the whole point was he was going to get evidence to prove that Jesus doesn't exist. And he became a major Christian because of it. You know, we live in this world with all these people. I need to have I want to see Jesus' autopsy. See, I think we were better off back in the day because people put their hope and faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Not today. How dare you push Christianity? How dare you push this? How dare you push that? How dare you push this? How dare you? We don't believe in anything. So when you die, then nothing? Yeah, you go to nothing. Oh, so you meet your creator. I don't understand it. This world is just so, you know, there's no morals, there's no values. I think it's Marlon Wayne's daughter came out, or he came out saying his one daughter is now a, I'm going to make sure I got the Wayne's brother right. His daughter is transitioned to a man. I'm just double checking to make sure I got that. Which one it was. Where's the other quotes? Yep, Marlon Wayne's oldest daughter has become a transgender man. But is she not doing anything? And she's trying to, I don't know, like make her name, try to... And she's going to get tons of stick. Good or bad, I mean, I wouldn't be proud of this, but she's going to get stick either way. And guess what happens? When she gets stick, she's in the spotlight. And then once that, it's like a cocaine rush. Yeah, look at this, man. I'm in the spotlight. I'm doing this, man. And then when that rush goes away, that's why you see these lot of TikTokers. They do something like, to get views or watches or posts or whatever you want to call them, likes or this or that. And then when people are like, wow, so what, next? Yeah, okay, you had your 5 seconds. Well, I got to come up with the newest and next best thing because I'm losing, you know, no one cares. I mean, back in the day, it's like if you ever saw the Brady Bunch, Carol and Mike the dad, in real life is gay, and she had to help him through the scenes because he was not comfortable doing them because he really couldn't pretend and all that stuff, and she helped him through the scenes because he was uncomfortable being in bed with a woman when he's not really, when he's gay and all this stuff, and it's like, that was like, just look at the Brady Bunch. I think it was the first episode they showed like a bathroom toilet or in the bathroom or some, because of what the censors would allow. And it's amazing how, like, you go from all these things to here we are to, and it's like, okay, she's going to trans, she's a transgender man, and then when all the hoopla and no one cares anymore, then she's going to have to do something else extreme to, you know, to try to stay relevant, and it's just sad, you know. It's like, I like Michael the producer, but every time he turns around, it seems like he's buying another watch, buying another watch, buying another watch, buying another watch. And it's like, okay. And it's like, don't worry, the World Economic Forum is going to save us all. You know, it's sad because, like at least in the state I live in Indiana, there were some programs. Oh yeah, if you make this much, you can get federal assistance and help. And I've had people tell me, well, the maximum amount of money they allow you to make, the maximum amount they allow you to make, you should be making more than they allow for the rent they're going to have you pay. Like, this is, I forget, many years ago, and like, the rent, let's say, was like $800, they pay $200 towards it, so you get $600 in rent. Well, with the amount of money they max you out at, like, you can't make any more than this amount of money, or else then you're off the program, and then you have to pay back all this money. Well, you need to make more than they allow for you to make. And it's basically like, well, you're screwed. You should be making more money than they allow to be on this program. And they want to, of course they want to control your life. Don't worry, folks. Who wants to have all this conversion rates? Let's not do this conversion stuff, folks. Let's just have one digital currency. One currency that we can all use. Well, who's going to be in charge of this one fake digital currency? And what stops one country from spending crap loads of money because they need to fix their roads and their bridges and this and that? Oh, yeah, you're already getting taxed 50% of your paycheck, but we're still going to come after you and take, we need to print trillions of dollars to fix our roads. You're taking half my paycheck in taxes, and then you're going to do a stimulus bill to print even more money? Wait a minute here. I don't live in that country, and you're going to make my this world currency even more worthless? I don't think so. That's what they want to do. Don't worry. It's safety and security. No matter where you go, everyone's on the same currency page. Yeah. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. The World Health Organization is going to save us just like the World Economic Forum is going to save us. Yeah. Maybe we did so much better back in the day because we had faith in Jesus. We trusted in God. What does it say? Oh, yeah. This is why we had, this is why we were so much better back in the day. Matthew 17:20. You don't have enough faith, Jesus told them. I tell you the truth. If you had faith, even as small as a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, move, and it shall move. Thus says the Lord. Not today. God. What's a God? Who's God? Oh, Obama. Yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah, I forgot. There's houses with no discipline. You have exclusive inside the red zone at Israel-Lebanon border on the edge of war. We're at World War III. You have people that call Trump Hitler But then they stand with Hezbollah. It's amazing, all these pro-war people all of a sudden. It makes no sense. Don't worry, folks, it's okay. I can, but then you got these churches that I want you to look at you at the way God looks at you. I want you to climb to the summit of Mount You, swim in the giant lake, You, drive the new Victorious, You. Really? I want you to show me in the Bible where it's me, it's no, I can't breathe, I can't even walk without Christ. I didn't even want to walk, and then Christ took over and he goes, yeah. Oh, I don't want to walk. And the Lord gave me a commandment, things I had to do. And I did it and he healed me. We don't put our faith and hope and trust in God anymore. It's all in man. It's all in, don't worry, the government will save me. You must be a newsie because you support Trump's a newsie. You mean Nazi? Well, yeah, that, no, okay. And these, I love these left people. What's wrong with, what do you like about Biden? And when they think that they're being, they don't know anything, and when they think they're being videoed, for a video. No, I'd be honest. Well, I'm a Trump supporter. I'm trying to find somebody that can say something great that Biden's done. We're at war with Ukraine. There's the Russian-Ukraine war. There's Hamas and Israel at war. Hezbollah's involved. We're basically at World War III. Went to the grocery store last night. Eggs are almost all gone. You can't find hardly any eggs. Everything is so ridiculously expensive. I got my wife some pre-breaded chicken, and it was like $8. You can't afford, but don't worry, folks. Just keep putting your faith and trust and hope in God. Huh. Yeah, that's what they did back in the day. Now they put their hope and faith and trust in man. Maybe if they did what Jesus said, you don't have enough faith. Jesus told them, I tell you the truth, if you had faith even as small as a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, move, and it would move, thus says the Lord. No, don't worry. Biden's going to get reelected, and he's going to solve every problem. Don't worry, folks. Pro-terror teenagers admit they learned to hate Israel on China's TikTok, Zuckerberg's Instagram. And what's funny is these kids who call Trump Hitler and Nazi would be the same ones that would not realize that, you know, that you supporting Hezbollah, they'd be like, eh, yeah, they want to kill Jews. So you're basically saying you support people that want to do what you call Hitler. Who you call Hitler? You call Trump Hitler, but you support people that want to do the same thing that you say Trump would want to do, and Trump's not supporting that at all. But these things, they indoctrinate kids. They get these kids don't know anything. They don't care. I mean, Biden doesn't know what he's doing. He don't really support Israel. Somehow I feel it, but they're trying to like, hey, we're going to get involved and help Israel, and we're going to try to get PR points for Biden. It's sad. Because we live in this world where people put the hope and faith and trust in man, not in God. What does the Bible say? I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one can get to the Father except through me. I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one can get to the Father except through me. Gee, I guess that means you got to put your hope and faith and trust, and you got to believe and follow and go with Jesus. John 13. Before the Passover celebration, Jesus knew that his hour had come to leave this world and return to his Father. He had loved his disciples during his ministry on earth, and now he loved them to the very end. It was time for the supper, and the devil had already prompted Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had given him authority over everything, and that he had come from God and would return to God. So he got up from the table, took off his robe, wrapped a towel around his waist, and poured water into a basin. Then he began washing the disciples' feet, drying them with the towel he had around him. When Jesus came to Simon Peter, Peter said to him, Lord, are you going to wash my feet? Jesus replied, you don't understand now what I'm doing, but someday you will. No, Peter protested. You will never wash my feet, Jesus replied. Unless I wash you, you won't belong to me. Simon Peter exclaimed, then wash my hands and my head as well, not just my feet. Jesus replied, a person who has bathed all over does not need to wash except for his feet to be entirely clean. And you disciples are clean, but not all of you. Jesus knew who would betray him. That is what he meant when he said, not all of you are clean. Jesus, you got to be like Christ. I'm washing your feet, you wash mine. If you do not wash my feet and let me wash your feet, then you do not belong to me. But today, it's all about me, 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 me. It's all about me. Don't worry, folks. People are going to die, but I'm going to get PR points for this Israeli crisis. I don't know what day it is, but don't worry, folks. It's a crazy world we live in. Don't worry, folks. You can't come out. You can't. How dare you tell that kid its gender? It's a scary world we live in, folks. And we have the ability to change this world for the better and wake people up and say, okay, Second Philippians 2. Is there any encouragement from belonging to Christ, any comfort from his love, any fellowship together in the Spirit? Are our hearts tender and compassionate? Then make me truly happy by agreeing wholeheartedly with each other, loving one another, and working together with one mind and purpose. Don't be foolish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves. Don't see yourself as better. Be there. 2 Corinthians 2:5. Our lives are Christ-like fragrance rising up from God, but this fragrance is perceived differently by those who are being saved and by those who are perishing. Just a couple examples. We want to be Christ-like. We need to set an example. No one's perfect, but it's nice to wake up and say, hey, I'm going to try to better this world. It's going to be interesting to see what goes on in this, how people wake up, how people say, okay, enough's enough. We can't do this anymore. You know, illegal aliens flee sanctuary cities for their native countries. American Dream does not exist anymore. Border crossers and illegal aliens are fleeing sanctuary cities in the United States and heading back to their native countries. In an interview with the Chicago Tribune, some of the nearly 2,100 border crossers and illegal aliens who arrived in the sanctuary city of Chicago, Illinois, said they wish they had never made the journey up to the United States-Mexican border. Well, they thought they were going to get, trust me, the American dream is kind of gone. It's sad. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. Illegal aliens are going to go back. Well, they came here probably thinking they'd get a free ride. You know, instead of coming here with like $2 and trying to do something. Well, they're probably finding out that they're coming into the place that they're trying to leave. Wait a minute. We left our country to get away from this crap and you're putting it... oops. It's... That might be a good thing. Wake people up. Okay, what's going on? Oh, yeah. They came over, border jumpers. Not no more. They're going back. Take me back to the places I've come to. Well, we're not the... Folks... We're not the Ellis Island America anymore where you come with $50 and you make something of yourself. It's sad where this world's gone. You know, it's sad that no one puts their hope and faith and trust in Jesus anymore. It's sad. It's just, this world is just, needs to get Jesus back into it, needs to get God back into it, you know. When you go door to door praying and people don't know their neighbors and that's why I was woken up when I went to West Virginia and you go look at people, veterans on a wall at a Walmart and a lady starts going up and talking to us and, nice. Nice. The America I grew up in. I want to thank y'all so much for tuning in so much. It was just so nice to be, oh, they don't have their headphones on. Wow, people talk to you, complete strangers. Hey, how you doing? Have a great day. God bless you. Okay, thank you. Cool. You know, you go up and you see someone walking by you don't know, and you say hi to them, and where I'm from is like, okay, and you are who? You know, if you listen to Matthew 7:13-14, you can enter God's kingdom only through the narrow gate. The highway to hell is broad, and the gate and its gate is wide for many who choose that way. But the gateway to life is very narrow, and the road is difficult, and only a few ever find it. Don't worry, folks. God's going to take care of me. Yes. Yeah, he is. Yeah, he should. I wish that were true, but so many, and when I mean wish that were true, I wish that's what people thought. Don't worry, folks. We're not going to get, if we don't get Biden, then we're not going to get our school expunged. I want my student loans expunged. Okay. Let me see here. What did you want to say? Oh, yeah, your student loans expunged. Remember when a household of four could get a house, a car, and put two kids through college with one income? Remember that? And the wife went, oh, you want the wife to stay home. You just said the wife stayed home. Yeah. And when the wife stayed home, the man provided for a house, a car, and two college tuitions on one income. You didn't have to take out loans. You didn't have to do all this. There were summer jobs that if you did it, you could save up enough money to go to college. Not now. Let me guess, you're 6 years old and you've only got $200 million set aside for college? Yeah, that community college might be your only option. You got to start putting some, dude, we got $200 million set aside, and he's six. Like I'm telling you, ma'am, that community college might be all you can afford. What do you mean all I can afford? Well, ma'am, you know, you need to be having at least $1 billion put aside by the age of six if you expect to have your kids to go get their degree in... The study of couponomics. I don't know. You know, they don't get real degrees anymore. Yes, I got couponomics. What we do is, yeah, I'm getting my MBA in couponomics so we can... Oh, I don't know what that means. I don't know. I didn't even think about what the job would be. It just seemed like something easy that I could go to school for. Because when I get out of college, I want to be a CEO. Yeah, that's what I want to be. I want to be the CEO. I'm going to have some big office and tell people what to do, even though I've never done it before, because I don't know what I'm doing. And I mean, I have a college. I will have a college degree, so I should be able to. I should have a CEO job. I mean, why would I want to be a grunt level person and work my way up the ladder? I'm going to college, so I have to do that grunt work. That's the problem, too. All these kids. I'm going to be a CEO. Don't worry, folks. I'm going to college so I can be the CEO. Whatever happened. But then, a lot of the problems stem from this. Let me see here. You got to... Yep. You know. Here today, gone tomorrow. Your job will be posted before you leave. You know, there's no benefit. There's no working for a company for 20 years. Here's your Rolex. Congratulations. No one wants to earn anything anymore. No one wants to do it. Everyone wants to, well, no, you don't understand. The government was going to take care of me. What does the Bible say? Not what the Bible says. Matthew 17:20, like I've said it many times. You don't have enough faith, Jesus told them. I tell you the truth. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move, and it will move. That says the Lord. Now we have it. Don't worry, folks. The government's going to take care of me. It's me. Folks, welcome to It's Me, the personal coach. I'm Kyle. I'm your personal coach right here, folks. It's Me is a program I started because it's not about God. It's not about the world. It's about you. You make it. No, I don't make everything happen. Jesus is the way and the truth and the life, and no one can get to the Father except through him. I can't breathe. I can't do anything without God. I couldn't walk. I lost faith until the Lord said, you have to do this. You've lost faith in me. You have to trust me. And he gave me a thing I had to do. I've had health issues recently. And I've had to, okay, Lord, what do I have to do? Well, all those potato cakes and tater tots, and every time I fry a batch of tater tots for breakfast and I try one to make sure they're good and I have 6 or 7 or 8, I can't have those anymore. And I've had to give it, and I've had to say no. And save the little bit I do eat at work besides my meal for when I'm trying something to taste it. Not using the excuses. Yeah, I've had 300 tater tots. And I've had to, and you have to gauge that. And you have to say, okay, I have to eat in moderation, and I have to change. And I've had to give it to God. I can't diet on this on my own. I'm fleshly man. But so many people, this world doesn't teach that anymore. Oh, don't worry, folks. I'm Marlon Wayans. I'm a guy now. I was a chick. I was his daughter, but now I'm not. Because I need to get TikTok points or whatever. I got to get views. I got to get clicks. See, no one knew who I was, but I got to come out as a transitioning into a man person. That way people know who I am because who my dad is, unless I do something 10 times better than him, I'm never going to go anywhere or make a name for myself. So I'm going to do this to try to get my name out there because no one's ever heard of me until this. And it's sad. I'm going to turn myself loose. You enter God's kingdom only through the narrow gate. The highway to hell is broad and its gate is wide for many who choose that way. But the gateway to life is very narrow and the road is difficult and only a few ever find it. That's Matthew 13:14. That's the problem. We can't discipline our kids. We can't do this. You mean to tell me that something I can't see, I have to put my hope and faith and trust in? Oh, you must be one of those people that believe everything created from nothing, and then when you die, you go back to your creator of nothing, because nothing is at the end. So you kind of start with nothing, and you end with nothing. I've told my listeners, watch A Case for Christ with Lee Stovall. And what he and the doctor, well, let me tell you something. If you don't know what a Roman crucifixion is, oh, he gets whipped? No, he gets severely lashed. He would almost bleed to death from the lashings alone, from the stripes that we are healed by. That's why when he's carrying the cross, he collapses several times. under the weight of the cross because he's dang near bled to death. I can't imagine what he went through for my sins. But people, well, we can't, well, then when, well, no. We have a field hockey game where a biological, a man is playing in an all-women's field hockey game in a Massachusetts community and knocks into this girl, knocking out a bunch of her teeth, and you can hear it. The video is, you can hear it. It's not, you don't even see it. It's graphic, just in the sounds. I can tell you. It's called indoctrination. My pastor was talking about this weekend, like, okay, like when you go down to West Virginia and the way everyone's so overly friendly and you and the words and terminology they use, you start using it. You go to Britain. You go to Britain for 2 weeks, let me tell you, you're gonna start speaking like they speak. You, whatever you're around, you adapt to and you get to. We didn't have, when I grew up, hundreds and hundreds of kids, and we didn't have 30% of the kids thinking that they're a different gender. There's a reason why. There's an indoctrination happening, because why weren't 30% of the kids thinking they were a different gender? Why were there 5% thinking they were animals or cats or dogs or giraffes or elephants or, I mean, an inanimate object? Well, why wasn't that big when I was a kid? Because it wasn't there. Because now, I can come out as gay, but that's kind of like 40 years ago, really. I got to come out as, okay, I'm a giraffe now. Well, wait a minute. If he came out as a giraffe, and I got to come out as a lesbian giraffe trapped in an elephant's body, and we got to one up everybody. I'm not good enough in male sports, so I'm going to say I'm a female just so I can play in female sports. That is sad. But that's the issue. How dare you push Christianity? No, I'm not. I don't push Christianity. I'm obligated to tell you about Jesus Christ. You don't have to follow him. I can take my niece and lead her to the water. I can take my wife and lead her to the well, but it doesn't mean they're going to drink it. I can take my cousins to the cross if they believe, which most of them do. Yes, if they don't, that's on between them and God. And that's just what we live in, folks. I don't understand this world, and I try to wake people up to this realization of this world, that we need to get back to giving it to God. I don't know how my bill is going to get paid. God's going to provide it somehow. I stand on Matthew 17:20. I stand on that. There are scriptures my wife has stood on. Philippians 4:10. That's why I love my pastor. Here's 15 scriptures that all kind of coincide with my total message. These two with this, these two with that, these two with this. That way it's not one contextual. Well, no, you're taking that scripture out of context. Well, just what it says. Okay, if I'm taking the scripture out of context, here's two of the scriptures that back up this word. You know, the Bible's yea and amen. And that's how we got to be. We got to get back to this You know, like there was a poster where these people had Queers for Palestine, and someone made this great comment. It's amazing that here in the States you get demonized for using the right pronouns or the wrong pronouns, but the same people will cheer on a population who would throw them off a building for who they are. We have people that gays and queers and lesbians for Palestine. If you were over in Palestine and they knew you were gay or lesbian or queer or whatever, they would put your arms behind your back and they would throw you off a building until you were dead. They would kill you. They do not, Islam does not support gays or lesbians. You would not, but oh, you got to stand with Palestine. I just love to have Trump come out in support of Palestine, because then all these left people couldn't, Rashida Tlaib couldn't come out. I wonder what they would do if Trump said, I support Palestine now. I'd love to see what they do. Do you? Really? I'd love to see like Rashida Tlaib going, well, I mean, I stand with Israel, because she couldn't support Trump. She can't, like, what would she say? What would the squad, the four chicks, say if Trump came out in support of what they stood for? Because they can't support him. They can't stand with him. They don't agree with him. Not that he would do that, but I mean, just hypothetically, what would? Wait, huh? It'd be hilarious. But that's just where we live in. People don't know any better. And it's sad. Because we're in a world about me, instead of about, hey, let me help my fellow brethren or sister. You know? It's a different world we live in. Oh, thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I really do hope you feel a part of it. I really hope you do. Let me see here. Let me go to my live streams. I want to get into a little bit of Premier League news, folks, and some Manchester United stuff. It's all kind of interesting, because I don't know what's going to happen in this world, with this club. I mean, there's talk that there's a lot of people that are coming out now that Sir Jim is got 24% stake, and that he's going to, like, in this next international break, he's going to lay out his plans, what he wants to do. And there's talk that he was just getting his foot in the door. And once he can get his foot in the door, then he's going to, like, okay, this is what happened. I'm doing this. Bye-bye. And I hope these reports are right. From the Tribune and the Sun and stuff, I hope they're right. You know, look at what they did to Qatar. I'm not going to be that way. I'm going to do whatever I have to. I'm going to give them all this money to get my foot in the door, and then I'm going to, hey, I'm donating this kind of money. You're going to do this and this and this and this. Because I've said this. I was talking to a guy at work. I said, this is what happens. United can take $1 billion and spend it on 10 players that have a value of about $100 million. And then when we tank, well, all the pundits, whether it's Slow Sports News, oh, jeez. You know, whether it's Slow Sports News, but you look at Talk Sport, the BBC, any of those, BBC 5 Live, they'll be like, well, United has spent $1 billion and they're horrible. Well, instead of saying, yeah, they spent $1 billion, but they only got $100 million worth of players, they're horrible, they're no good, the midfield's terrible. They need to work on the midfield. They need a center back, a left back, and two fullbacks. The goalie is good. He just got to get his rhythm and get his game. Oh, but don't worry. Ten Hag's the problem. We gotta replace him, even though some of these managers, well, we got to get a better manager in there that can get the best out of these players. Well, that's what people said about getting Ten Hag in there, so he can get the best out of these players. If you've had three managers that couldn't get the best out of this player, Ten Hag's not going to be able to. Zinedine Zidane's not going to be able to. Is the task too big for Ten Hag? I'd say 1,000,000% yes. Put Zinedine Zidane in there. I think he would fail. Get Jurgen Klopp in there. I think he would fail. Get Unai Emery in there. He would fail. Get Pochettino. He would fail. I don't care who you put in as a manager. Out of 10 managers, one might be successful. And they'll be semi-successful. And then after about 2 years, maybe the third year, they might not do so. Well, bye. See ya. I mean, they'll be mediocrely successful. They won't be dominant because they're basically giving you players. Here you go. You make the best out of whatever you can with these. That's what we're going to do. It's going to be interesting to see because, I mean, I hope what the rumors are true that Sir Jim Ratcliffe is going to come in and shake things up, and he's saying, "This is what I demand. I'm putting this kind of money in here. If I'm investing, we're gonna turn this thing around." I think Ten Hag is the right man. He's got to be backed properly. He had tons of players that wanted to leave. The problem is, if you ever saw the movie Goal, I'll give you a fine example. This is what's going on in football. Boys with big bank accounts are still just boys. No, hey, I'm getting $200,000 a week. Why do I care? Why do I work hard? If I can sit on the bench and make, why would I want to make $70,000 a week, £70,000 a week on the pitch when I can make more than that at United just sitting on my butt? You guys stay healthy because I'm Harry Maguire, and if I have to get on the pitch and play, I'm staying here because I don't want to work for my money. I just want to get paid to do nothing. I miss the days where there was supposedly an argument in the locker room with one of my favorite players, Ruud van Nistelrooy, and Roy Keane said he wasn't playing to his potential and he should be playing better and harder and this and that. And now it's like we eke a win out with like one goal and it's like, I kind of feel like I hope we continue to do that, to where it keeps Ten Hag in a good position so that they will never, I don't think they plan on getting rid of him. And then Sir Jim comes in and says, okay, I want to do this and this and this. Because that's what we need in this club. We need backing. We need the proper coaches. We need the proper people. You shouldn't have a manager that has players that are from like four managers ago. This player is from four managers ago. So he's been under like three managers since. These four players have been under three managers. These five people have been under two managers. If you've been under four managers or three managers and they haven't been able to turn you around, the manager's probably not the problem. Yeah, you might be a great player, but you might be a mid-table club player. I mean, if you're a nation and you want to win the gold, you want to have the best players out there trying to win the gold. You want to have your fastest people. Well, guess what? Now, we didn't medal. We didn't get on the podium, but guess what? He was our best, fastest track runner. He did the 100 meter, 12 seconds, 11.9. Guess what? Hey, he was our best, and he's a national hero to us. He may not have gotten on the platform with gold, silver, or bronze, but you know what? He's the best. You know, and I hope the rumors are true that Sir Jim is coming in. He's going to slowly take over the club and slowly change it and for the better. Only time will tell, though, folks. But just remember, folks, just put God first and watch him work. Trust in him. Just remember Matthew 17:20. I've said it many times. He had the faith as small as a mustard seed and say to that mountain, move, that mountain will move. Thus says the Lord. We need more of that. We need more of people putting their hope and faith and trust in God, not man. And with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, who mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this Wednesday, good night all. God bless. Goodbye.